Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I am your host, Chris the Media Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Everything Marvel TV off-season podcast. And it's a special treat for those who are listening to me live on Periscope.tv. We are actually doing this live for the fact we are actually live on the airwaves of Periscope. And hoping no more problems with Periscope. I was testing it a while ago, and like a week or two ago, and it's like I was having some technical issues with it. But that's besides the point. Today we're going to talk about the top 10 survivor list I have created, and I have my notes right here in my hand. For those who are on the video watching, you can see I'm holding up a piece of paper. Only a single piece of paper, both double-sided, and I got my top 10 list for Survivor. This could be any Survivor season. It can be, you know, Survivor Borneo. It can be, it could be any of the seasons. That's a Survivor that I can do. And I'm going to chime into the chat room too. See what you guys have to say on the chat room as well on Periscope.tv. I was going to say Twitch, but we're not on Twitch anymore. I got rid of that account. But anyways, so number 10 on my list, you guys are probably not going to like this because it is probably one of the toughest ones to do. This is one of the hardest ones for me to do is Russell Hands is number 10 on my list. Russell Hands is number 10 on my list. And Russell Hands is number 10 on my list. He was in Survivor Samoa, Heroes vs. Villains, Redemption Island. I know I'm not a fan of him, obviously. I am not a big Russell Hands fan whatsoever during Survivor. You know, I just, with his manipulation, backstabbing, trolling the vote, finding idols. But, you know, that is the game. You have to find idols. You have to manipulate, backstab. And don't forget all the three basic things. Outwit, outlast, outplay is the big three basic things. Yes, Dave, that's right. Russell Hands, probably one of the most notorious villains in the mall, I think. I think he is up there in the notorious villains. Rob Mariano, I think, is up there as villains as well. Rob Mariano is the other guy, too, that would be up in the villain. I have a bunch of them. I think I did a Survivor villains list, I think, if I remember. I might have already recorded it. I don't remember. I might have recorded it. I might not have recorded it yet. So what else? Yeah, I realized that the game as well. You know, I may get hate for putting him on the bottom of my list, but hey, he made my list. That's what matters. That's the way I think of it. Russell made my list. You know, Russell Hands made my list. Regardless, he is on that list for sure. Okay, so number 9 on the list is Kim Spraudling, and now she is actually a winner. Kim won her season, Survivor One World. She had the best social game out there. Survivor has ever seen, which helped her get to the end of the game and win Survivor as well. And then she had alliance as well that really, you know, did help her. The alliance did help her a lot in the game as well. It was easy. Alliances do help, right? You have to have alliance to get farther in the game. So you have to have an alliance. But, don't forget, there's other elements of the game, making sure you're not a big strategic threat as well. That's another thing. I could go on and on and on and on. And, That is one of the other things as well. So Ben from Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers season. I forget what season that was. 36? No, sorry. 37. 37. No, wait a second. Heroes versus Healer versus Hustler. What season was that? That was season... Oh, boy. That's a hard one to remember. I think it was... That was back in the spring, if I remember correctly. I think it was back in the spring. Heroes versus Healers. No, sorry. That was season 36, I think. Because then it went to Survivor... Oh, man. This is now going to bug me to... This is going to really bug me to see. You know... So it was actually in September last year. So almost a year ago. Almost a year ago. So I don't even know what season that they did after that. I had no clue. I have no clue what was the next one. I forget what it was. Survivor something. Anyways, so I think... Okay, and then, so Ben obviously won immunity challenges when he had to. He found tons of idols. He kind of pulled a Russell Hands, I guess. He kind of, you know, managed to get idols when he had to get idols, right? He found idols when he had to find idols, like, in order to stay in this game, right? He had to, you know, really start winning, getting idols. So that really helped him. Also, towards the end, he actually got the idol, which actually helped him in the end to get him to the final three, obviously. Well, obviously we know that was a fire-making challenge back in the last part of the last day or two. I think it was the night before day 39. Like, night 38, I think it was. I think it was day 37. I think it was. He played the idol. He was safe. And then, of course, we had the fire-making challenge, which I believe he was taken to the final three, if I remember correctly. And then from there, he was... And then he obviously won the game, obviously. Sorry, I'm trying to remember how everything went. It's hard to remember how to remember that far back. So also his social game was on point and also helped him to get to the end of the game as well. So number 7 on my list is Tom Westman. Yes, I remember Tom very well. I remember Survivor Palau like no tomorrow, because I remember exactly that they actually, Oolong was decimated throughout the whole season. The whole first half of the season. Oolong was so decimated that Stephanie LaGrossa ended up merging in with, Karor, and she, well, wasn't really a merge, it was more the fact that she just kind of, you know, moved on to the team, moved on to the Karor tribe, and it was, I think that's the first time and the only time they never really had a merge. That was like the first time they never had a merger in Survivor history. I think that's the first and only time they never had a merge, ever, which is amazing, and it never happened since. Well, I think they just let it go. I think that's how production did it. They kind of let it go to the point. But anyways, Tom won his season. Obviously, we have a couple of winners on my list. Actually, I have a bunch of winners on my list, actually. A whole pile of them. I have a whole pile of winners on my list. So, but he won. He won his season. He made the right alliances to help him get to the end. Also, don't forget, he was on the Core Tribe, which was pretty much dismantled, like I said, Oolong. Karor pretty much dismantled Oolong throughout that first part of the season. I'm gonna go back and watch Palau. I really like the Palau season. That was one of my favorite seasons. And the old school Survivor-esque, I guess you would say, as well. So, also, he went pre-jury on Heroes versus Villains, but, you know, almost made it to the jury, which has never been... He's never been on the jury. Actually, Tom has never been on the jury whatsoever in his time on Survivor. I don't think he's ever made it to... He's never been on jury. He went all the way to the end. He won, and then he went pre-jury on Heroes versus Villains, and, but I really like Tom. He's a really cool guy. I think Tom is definitely... I wish I put Tom a little higher in my list. I wish I put him more higher in my list than what he was in before. So, number 6 on my list is Party Shallow. Survivor Cook Islands, Survivor Micronesia, Van for the favorites. Survivor Heroes vs. Villains. She was in the Survivor 3 times she played, and she won in Micronesia, as we know. She won in Micronesia, Fan for the favorite. She went pretty far. far. No, she didn't think. She didn't go as far in Cook Islands, but then Micronesia, she went pretty far. I believe in Heroes vs. Villains, she, I think, almost made it to the. I think she made it to the end, I think. If I remember correctly, she, you know, she made it to the end of, you know, like, I think she almost. She might have made it to the end, I think. She might have been. She might have been in the finals, I think. Wait a second here. Yep, she was. Wait, not Micronesia. That's what I was looking up. I was looking up something here. Survivor, Heroes versus Villains. Now, I'd like to see another Survivor, Heroes versus Villains. I got a couple of people on my list that probably could make the list and that too. And maybe I'll do a separate podcast about that. Maybe a Heroes versus Villains list, maybe, down the road. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. The finale. Yeah, she was in the finals. She was in the finals. She was the runner-up of Survivor, Heroes versus Villains season. Of course, Sandra, the queen, says the queen, won that season as well. So Johnny Fairplay is number 5 on my list. Survivor Pearl Islands. Survivor Micronesia, fans versus favorites. Infamous for his dead grandmother. The dead grandmother lie that he made on Survivor. That will always go down as the most infamous and stupidest thing to do on Survivor. And they fell for it too, but it wasn't true. So he made it to the final three in Survivor Pearl Island. He was voted out. And I believe it was Little and Sandra Diaz Twine that it was Sandra and Little, I think, in that season. Also, he came back in Micronesia, fan for the favorites, but he was asked to be voted out at the first Tribal Council. People thinking, did he quit? Did Johnny Fairplay quit? Possibly, but I don't think it was a quit. I think he just wanted to be voted out because I guess the girlfriend was having the baby soon enough, you know, and I think he wanted to be with her when the baby was born, so which is understandable. That is very much understandable as well. And then, so that is number 5 on my list. Next up, we have number 4, Richard Hatch. Yeah, well, Richard. That's going a long way back now. Going to Survivor Borneo, and also he was in Survivor All-Stars. He is the OG winner of Survivor, the first ever winner of Survivor. He won the very, very, very first season of Survivor. Even though, yeah, he's infamous for going clothless around the beach and not having no clothes on. He was well known for that. I think he was also the first person that started the alliances. I think that's the first time alliances actually started was because of Richard Hatch. I think Richard Hatch was the first one to start this whole entire alliances thing as well. And then also he was the one that actually got his name was mentioned and the jury when the jury was actually talking, you know, deliberating, you know, asking questions, and then, of course, Sue's, you know, rats and, I think it was rats and snakes speech, which is totally infamous. It is a total infamous line, memorable moment back then was the rat and the snake speech by Sue, which I will never forget that one. That was an awesome one. That was indeed an awesome speech. So, okay, and then All-Stars, he was voted a pre-jury after doing something inappropriate to Sue. Obviously, we know Sue kind of had a meltdown as well, and then she quit the game after all that happened. Richard was just sitting around no clothes on, letting everyone go out with each other while he watched. He made alliances, and I think that, like I said, I think that was the first time an alliance actually showed up on the game, I think. If I remember correctly, I think that's the first time they actually started alliances. And I think he's the one that originally started that whole alliances thing when the Survivor first aired back in 2000. And it's scary to think we are now 18 years later and Survivor is still going strong. And pretty much what Eric told me, you know, Jeff really likes it. Jeff really, really, really does enjoy doing Survivor. And I can tell he enjoys doing Survivor. It's a lot of fun. I really like watching Survivor. It's one of my favorite shows. On top of Big Brother and Big Brother US and Big Brother Canada and Amazing Race, Amazing Race Canada. I think I'm looking forward to this upcoming season as well. So number three is Tony Vlacco, Survivor Kegeon, and Survivor Game Changers. One Survivor Kegeon played a solid game, very strategic player, won immunity challenges when he had to. Although he was voted out second in Survivor Game Changers, and I think it was because he was pulling his usual little stunts, the Spy Shack kind of thing as well. And people were thinking he was going to look for an idol, but I don't think he was. I think he was just creating a Spy Shack, obviously. He was, you know, creating a Spy Shack and, you know, spying on people and what they're saying about one another as well. So number two on my list is Sandra Diaz-Twine. She won Survivor Pearl Islands and Survivor Herald for the Villains. First time, the only person that's ever won Survivor twice and it has not been changed where another winner has won twice. She is still the queen to this day. And also she appeared on Survivor Game Changers, hoping to go for a third time win. That would have been amazing if she did win, but she didn't. So she won Survivor Pearl Islands and Survivor Herald for Villain, like I said. Late in Survivor Game Changers, was voted out pre-jury. Like I said, she's still the only winner to actually win twice. She will always be that person that wins twice. Like, she's the only person that she has won twice. So she is still the two-time winner. And queen stays the queen. Like she says, queen stays the queen. So obviously she is still the queen of Survivor. She still really, you know, played such an amazing game, you know. And if it wasn't for her voting out, I'm sure she would have gone far. Also, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, and also she always was infamous to going at it with Johnny Fairplay. Obviously he's like, I can get loud too, and all this cursing and swearing. But she and Johnny Fairplay always went at it with each other in Survivor Pearl Islands. The two of them always went at it with each other. So I will always remember that moment too. I just had my hand on my head. It's like, really? Those two are just arguing and fighting over this. So number one on my list is Boston Rob Mariano, Survivor Marquises, Survivor All-Stars, Survivor Heroes vs. Villains, Survivor Redemption Island as well. So he played four seasons of Survivor. First season he did not make it to jury Marquises. He made it to the final two in All-Stars. He was a runner-up. He did not win against Amber, but obviously he proposed to Amber Burkage, and obviously they're now married and have a couple of kids now. He came back for Herald for the Villains, made it to the jury, and then he came back to Redemption Island and won a season. So it took him four times to win, but hey, fourth time's the charm, I guess. That's the way to think of it. Fourth time is the charm. And I'm glad he won. And actually, I had it for a while there. I had a Boston Red Sox hat, and I think I've been thrown out since because it was pretty raggedy after sitting in there for such a long time and not used. It was a very raggedy hat, but you know, whatever. Maybe I'll get another one if I ever go back to Boston. Maybe I'll get a Red Sox hat again. But, yeah. So that's my list. That is my top 10 list for Survivor. My all-time top 10 favorite Survivors of all times. I was all over the place. I had a lot of guys in the list. I had a lot more guys in there. I had a few of the ladies in there as well. But that is my list. I think it's a good list. I think I could have done a little better. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm just going to deal with it. And, you know, it's my list. And this is what I think. Like, you know, this is my opinion. My only opinion. You guys will probably have a different opinion compared to me. My opinion probably be, you know, different. Like, you guys will probably have a different opinion than I would. So, I respect your opinion, but let me know on Twitter and Instagram what you guys think of this list. Also, you can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web on Twitter and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. Obviously, you can also send me an email if you have any comments, questions, whatever, or just a comment. Great podcast again, Chris. Good job. Or even email me your list, your top 10 list. I would love to hear from you guys what your top 10 list of your favorite Survivors of all time are. I like to compare notes, you know. I would love to compare notes with you guys. So send it to me through email, crispyontheweb@yahoo.com, if you have any idea or want to send me your list, and I'll be happy to read it. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, for those who are listening on the Periscope, we're going to try maybe doing Periscope once in the blue moon. You can follow me on Periscope, which is Ear TV, EARTV. That is my official channel. I tried to do everything with World TV, but it was too long. The username was too dang long, so I put Ear TV for short. But the profile says everything about Road TV, so you guys get the idea behind that. Also, that's it. I think that's about it. I want to say thank you guys to everybody on the audio only side of things. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the podcast. I appreciate it. And with that, thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you guys next week for another off-season podcast. Bye for now.